The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
You're talking to me along. It's the wrong tone.
Good afternoon to all dick-sickles and window lickers alike. My name is Tim Rice, and I am an alcoholic. We have a lot to get to today on the podcast, so let's get started. If you're a fan of the CBS sitcom Modern Family, you will be familiar with Sofia Vergara as the hot Latino that we are supposed to believe is married to the Ed O'Neill, formerly Al Bundy, character. This is her being interviewed by the lovely women of The View.
You're a single mom of a teenage son who's 18. Girl, you look so good.
I cannot lie about my age because they count and they, you know.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I
can't.
What
was your age when you were 12?
Yeah, 13.
13.
I was raped.
Oh. What's it like to have a teenage son? And how does he feel when people say, boy, your mother is really hot?
I like rape. Do you think rape is funny?
I do not. Nice punchline there, sugar puss. Rape, awesome. Anyway, I have to say that I'm completely and utterly disgusted by the sexual display and sexual content that was contained within the NCAA championship last Monday. Take a listen to this.
Good evening, friends, and welcome to tonight's national championship game between the Butler Bulldogs and the Duke Blue Devils.
He didn't go with enough urgency. He made an excellent play from behind. That if he continues to get that kind of position and those kinds of looks, he's going to start cashing in on him.
How slippery he is.
He loves to feel his defender and then get around him. Nice drive here. Good job by Shire to hold his position. Could come and get it. Something easy at the rim. Watch this. He retrieves it with the left hand and then moves it to the right. That's unteachable, folks. That is talent. Boy, he is so smooth. Oh. Silky smooth. He got the tip in, but he's not going to force it. Trying to get penetration.
Can't ask for a more open shot than that.
You're right about that. That's a quality look off a little pseudo penetration.
Yeah, improvising all the way to the hole.
Boy, it is fun to watch these guys go at it. Think about pulling that out, giving up so much size after doing such great work.
And even though it got sloppy for a second.
Very assertive move.
He's a guy that does a lot of things, and it's not always in the points category.
Like you want it. It's about size and positioning. Those things are important, but a lot of times it's timing. He's been dancing all night.
Yes, he
and
has.
And making sweet music.
Almost stripped.
Yes, it almost went in. The story of my life. Okay, this next clip is from The Onion, theonion.com. Check it out. Always a fine source for fake news comedy.
Jesus Christ has hired an associate Christ. It's The Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Overwhelmed by prayers, Christ is urging followers to accept Tacoma, Washington-based customer service supervisor Dean Smoller into their hearts.
Dean is an experienced customer relations team leader, and he's now authorized to bathe you in the healing light of forgiveness.
Smoller had this to say.
You can expect the same great service from me that you've always gotten from Jesus Christ.
Smoller's experience includes 9 years as a human resources manager with Sears. Doyle Redlin for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Oh, Dean Smoller, you have your work cut out for you, buddy. Anyway, a special shout-out to all of my new Facebook fan page fans. I appreciate it. 20 since yesterday, we're up to 187. We are so close to 200. So please tell a friend. Also, don't forget this little podcast is searchable on iTunes and available for download. Don't forget to write a review. This is how the podcasts get ranked in the iTunes world. Also, thanks so much to those of you who have been corresponding with me via email and Facebook regarding the podcast. The positive feedback has been wonderful, and it is much appreciated. Don't forget, you can email me at timlrice@aol.com. Also, follow me on Twitter @VOChameleon. As always, booking information and a backlog of all of these podcasts are available at www.voiceoverchameleon.com. Oh, where does the time go? Unfortunately, this is all the time we have left for our little podcast. But remember, I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard.
Shut up!